I'm Richard Van Slyke. I'm the producer of the documentary you're going to see. If anyone doesn't understand what I'm saying, I lived overseas most of my life, so sometimes people don't ask me where I'm from, you know. This is probably one of the most important issues that we have right now. Most of you, if you are here, probably have some type of awareness that elections can be stolen, and they have historically all over the world. Actually, Bush the 41st, when he was head of the CIA, had a very good practice of doing this in Africa, South America, and so on. And whatever he knows, no doubt can be applied here. Those electronic voting machines just recently, Diebold, which is now called Premier, has finally acknowledged that they had a glitch in their software that, from what they admit, didn't count votes. Okay. And that's all I will admit to. When you see the documentary, you will see that it's just a very mild way to put it. They're trying to turn things around so they don't look like they're tweaking things, you know, at will. If we have time at the end, we might talk about a few upcoming issues. Pay attention to basically the different ways, the different type of machines. There is not too much into it, but a few times. The difference between fully electronic and the scanners, which have been around for a long time. So same companies, same software, well, same kind of software. And right now, in the Senate, they're trying to introduce a bill, S-3212, which, if we have time, we'll discuss, which is just another way of doing the same thing, the way it has been, one more time, legally. All right? So I'll let you press play, and I'll be back at the end if you have any questions, if we have time. All right. Thanks. Thanks for being here, by the way. Whenever something is put into a vault and the citizens don't have the right to go, you know there is a problem. Because elections are supposed to be really public, yeah. Okay, do you have any questions? Go ahead, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's not. No, John didn't get his finger cut. It's the lawyer. I think he's Chandler. And finally, the lawsuit is going to be next Monday, next week. Anyone who's this is a very important issue for Georgia. Anyone who's interested in that issue, go to voterga, V-O-T-E-R-G-A. .com. It's you will have the location. It's next Monday, I believe, at 2:30 in the afternoon, and the location is on their website there. And we need as many people as possible because this is what will decide of what happens with the voting machines in Georgia right now. Yeah.
Will it be enough time to make a decision before the November election?
I doubt it. Whenever they can find a way, they might try to appeal it, although I'm not sure. Whenever the history of the voting bills is that they try, there is so much power behind it, so much money. The Defense Department is very much involved. Wonder why we have a war going on right now, you know. They will stall everything. They will try. Even if the courts decide something, they will stall. Go ahead, yeah. It's called therighttocount.com. Well, .com.org, I've got all the .net, I've got everything, so it always will lead there, yeah. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Anything else? Any other question? Okay. Now, keep in mind that right now we are focusing on the fully electronic voting machines. And what they're trying to say right now, okay, we go back to paper ballots. And we've been using paper ballots for a long time. What most people don't realize that it used to be paper ballots a long time ago that were put in the box and people would pull them out and all the election workers would count them. It's not this way anymore. When they say paper ballot, it means you put it on the paper ballot and then it's scanned. It's scanned by the same companies that do those voting machines. Sorry? You have a ballot, but for example, in Georgia and Florida, there's a law that you can only recount the same way as it has been done. So you have a paper ballot, but you're not allowed to use it. So you have to pay attention to those things. It doesn't make any sense. And they've done that on purpose. They've done it on purpose so they can say that there's a paper ballot, but most people are not aware that you can't use it, you know? So the paper ballot is totally useless, you know? And that's the case in a lot of states, too. Okay, two things to pay attention to. You have that lawsuit, and that's a very important lawsuit, actually, because it's been going on for about a year, and they have presented a great case against those machines. Basically, they had the Secretary of State and a whole bunch of officials that could not prove what they've been trying to advocate for so long. So by Monday, I hope we really have some good results, unless we get a judge who is favorable, no matter what, which happens a lot. The next thing is, right now, on the federal level, there's a bill, S-3212, I believe, and that bill is supposed to change everything again and make things perfect. And the truth is, it's just a bunch of bull as usual. For example, it looks like everything is paper ballot and those kind of things. And then there is a mention that, well, it can be, the audit can be done electronically again. Okay. And you know, if it can, that's what they will do. Yeah. So a whole bunch of details like this that make it basically look like it's changing HAVA. HAVA is the Help America Vote Act that created those machines, but actually it's the same thing over again, and nothing will change. And that's what they've been doing. Yeah.
In the lawsuit, will it get rid of the electronic voting machines completely? Or will it keep the electronic voting machine, but have it give like a receipt that, of course, you can't
walk? Yeah. That lawsuit doesn't make any of those decisions. That lawsuit is only about proving that those machines were faulty. And that's it. And they could very well, you know, be proved faulty and still remain. You know, we've seen weird things happen. So that's what the whole suit is about, you know, and trying to get rid of them. Now, whatever the judge decides will be up to, usually judges very seldom fault state officials. They might say there is, you know, we recognize there is this and this, but don't expect miracles. Yeah. If there is one, I'll be very happy. Yeah, we'll always be. All right, Scott, anything else?
There's no further questions.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here, because you guys are really paying attention here to the issue. It's a very important issue.
Thank you.